Hello, everybody. How are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? Let's talk some Inter Miami tonight. Thanks to everybody for joining. As always, I am Peter Brown. This is what we do every Sunday night. So thanks everybody for being here. And as always, I don't do this by myself. So everybody say hi to everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Thank you, Doña Yuz Messi. She just gave me my cafecito.
Oh, I'm finally. She did it on time.
Yeah, the Football Miami TV Cafe, you know, got some coffee going. Cheers, everybody.
The last few times we did a show, I mean, she was slacking.
She was slacking big time, but this time, first thing I did was go to the Ventanita back here and ask for my coffee ahead of time. Because she's like, dude, I'm working, you know.
Yeah.
There's people behind me, you know.
They don't move.
They don't move. Those guys
people
are like,
don't move.
Those are, talk about regulars. Those guys,
like, they don't move.
They basically live there.
They're always so there, Ed.
He's always busy. So, you know, I went early this time, asked for my coffee, and I got it.
There you go. Well,
go fast.
It's that time of year where it's off season. There's not a lot of news to talk about. Always just rumors and things like that. But
this playoff thing that they're talking about, I have.
But there is a thing called the playoffs that are going on. Have you been watching the playoffs, Ed?
Not a bit, Peter Brown. I've lost total interest in anything that is not Inter Miami related. Supposedly, somebody's going to win the MLS Cup this year. I don't care who you are.
Not us,
but next
though.
Year, you guys are going down.
Right. Well, anyways, we'll talk about that. Plus, of course, we'll talk about Messi winning another trophy. If you want to touch on that, I know you talked about that on your Monday night show. There's a game coming up, and we could talk about that on Friday to celebrate his award. But we'll do all that after we get to our sponsors and say a big thank you to Caneswear. Caneswear is located in Davie, Florida, off of University Drive, just south of 595. They have a bigger, brighter store. More Inter Miami stuff to select from. They've got more Messi merchandise than you can shake a stick at. So lots of great deals to be found at Caneswear as well. So go visit Caneswear. There, you see their hours on the screen. You can also go to caneswear.com if it's a little far for you to drive. All orders over $99 ship for free. And then, if you want to buy a house,
you guys got to talk to Mia Rodriguez. You know, if you're buying, selling, you want to invest in South Florida, Mia Rodriguez is the one to talk to. She is, like, famous now, Peter Brown. She's on TV. You guys can check her out. I know she wants to do something with the Southern Ninja. There she is, selling Florida. She's, you know, doing the American dream. You could see it on TV. I think it's on the CW right now. You know, if you watch normal TV, and it's also going to be on other platforms. So she's the one to talk to if you want to buy or sell your property. Give her a call. Is Mia Rodriguez. I think it's Mia Rodriguez .com. Mia Rodriguez Realtor.com. That's what it is. Check it out, guys. Buy us some properties. So, yeah. Peter Brown, let's say hi to some people. I actually do have my phone this time.
All right.
I got my own phone. So, Sports Shorts is the first one I saw. I don't know if you see anybody else.
Well, let's see who you got, and then I'll fill in the blanks.
And B King. Also checking us out. Good seeing B King. Some dude at Serrano was telling everybody to get ready. There you go. And Patrick Barnhill, our benefactor who's paying like an arm and a leg. There you go. He's he talk about, you know,
talking about tickets. Price hikes.
And One World One Goal, you know, one of the people you just put up to. She's also with us. Oh, we're just skipping her, I guess, because you were a shoulder. Louis Rodriguez, the guy that always starts trouble wherever he goes. I love reading his stuff all over the place because he's
he'll stir the pot.
He's a pot stirrer, that's for sure. Our good friend Eric Thomas. How you doing?
From up in
Eric?
New Jersey. How's the weather up there? Is it getting cold?
It's getting cold. I'm so thinking weird. It's getting cold. Our buddy Kevin Gonzalez is also in the house. And the rest are just everybody that's, I don't know if you see anybody else. They're on.
There's a few more here that I'll mention. Jose Velasquez is here. Look at Ed that. Bartra.
Nice. Good.
Tank. Mi tocayo. He's saying that Indy is, St. Louis is about to be eliminated. Sometimes, you know, those playoff teams that do well in the regular season don't necessarily do well in the post. That does happen.
Got knocked out too. They had to go to penalties. I mean, I haven't been watching, looking at the score. So they went to penalties and they
Sports
almost got
Sports
Shorts
is bailing. He's watching us on a 2% phone. All right. Good night.
Oh.
go get a charger.
Watch later. Sports Shorts, you're going to miss
later.
Out.
Watch later. That's
this
it. It's
going to be one hell of a show, I tell you.
Oh, here. Louis, responding to your accusations, Ed.
Uh-huh.
I don't start trouble with anyone, Ed. Just try to do my intuitive with a sport. That's all.
Well, he still stirs the pot sometimes.
Louis, you know you may not be trying to stir the pot, but you have to know you are stirring the pot. You have an opinion, and you stand up for that opinion, and I respect that. It's not always like a popular opinion.
That's like Peter Brown. Sometimes he doesn't have the most popular opinion.
I respect a pot stir. I love to do it myself from time to time. So game respects game, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Eric Thomas saying it is getting a little chilly up there. Yeah, I mean, it's chilly here too, Ed. It's 74 degrees.
Yeah.
It's chilly. I can't go in my pool anymore.
My wife was already, she was already complaining. Oh, it's so cold already. And, you know, she's busting out her sweaters. I'm okay with it. It's nice and cool for me, but.
Yeah.
So can't deal with it.
All right. Well, anyways, talking about, I guess, the playoffs a little bit. So my problem with the playoffs so far, I think it's like a game every night. I'm not sure though. And that's just it. I'm not sure. I don't even know what the schedule is. It's weird. It just felt like it's almost like if you're not super plugged in, and we are pretty plugged in, right? But if you're not super plugged in, you don't even know that the playoffs are going on. If you're not looking for it, you don't know. And I'll be honest, my interest level went down when Inter Miami went out. Now, having said that, I thought I would be tuned in because I like the playoffs. I like to watch, you know, games that mean something. I figured I would be into it. And I have watched 0.0 games.
Zip. Yep.
I found myself watching some Brazil league games because I wanted to watch a little bit of the Grêmio because, you know, our future player. I watched a little bit of the some Argentinian league games. They're on these games are on Paramount Plus, which if you don't have Paramount Plus, it's a good channel to get some soccer. But I'm watching everything other than.
Yeah, Copa Libertadores final, Boca Juniors versus Fluminense. Which I don't know if you know, Peter, but we're going to be in a very small tournament with the champions of North America and South America. So we're going to get to
play. Is this the tournament that Louis is talking about? The Copa Interamericana 2024?
Yep. And guess who's going to be in? Inter Miami. They're going to make money on that one. And we get to play Fluminense first.
Where are these games going to be held?
I have this weird feeling they're going to be held here in the States somewhere. Because of money.
I don't know much about the tournament. So,
Well, it's basically a knockout tournament. We get to play against Fluminense. If we lose, we're out. If we win, we play whoever wins between Liga of Ecuador versus I think it's León of Mexico.
All right.
He's a champion of the CONCACAF.
And what was
right
this,
now.
An invitation tournament?
No, they're all champions. León is a champion of the CONCACAF championships.
How did we get in?
We got in because we won the League's Cup.
Okay.
And so the Liga de Quito of Ecuador, they're the champions of the South American Cup. And Fluminense is the champion of the Libertadores, which just happened this weekend.
All right.
So, champs. This is a legit thing, man.
Okay, and when is this tournament?
It's sometime next year, probably early around February or something like that. So we need to get ready. Right before the season, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was just Googling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it's four teams.
I totally forgot to tell you about it, Peter. That was my bad. Thanks, Louie. You know,
I think I remember hearing something about the name. The name I've heard before, Copa Interamericana. For whatever reason, it rings a bell.
It used to be only two teams because there was only Libertadores and the Champions League or whatever for North America.
DC United are the defending champions, having won the trophy for the first time in the previous edition. There's a Wikipedia page, but it didn't say the date. I was just curious the date. But obviously next year. But next year is right around the corner. So
yes, it is.
What, you know, is this a tournament that, you know, will go on during the season or preseason? That's where I'm curious.
I think it's like preseason. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was going to be February, the beginning of the year sometime. So that should be interesting. I will be totally out of form, but, you know, but with Messi and then some fellow that likes to bite people is on the team, we should be pretty, you know, we should be loaded. If everybody's in health, Alba, Busquets, Messi, and Suarez, which seems to be a reality, we've gotten confirmation from inside sources that that's true. What are your thoughts, Peter Brown? Do we need the guy?
I went into this a little bit a couple weeks ago when I did the show by myself, and my concern, it's just another old guy. I'm just not crazy about getting another old guy. I know he's having a good season in Brazil. Scored, I think, 11 goals so far because he scored one yesterday. So I think that's 11 goals. He's, I think, fourth or fifth in the goal scoring, you know, rankings in the league. So
here's the stats, Peter Brown.
What's that?
11 goals, 10 assists. 11 goals, 10 assists in 27 games.
Tank got six games left. Tank feels we definitely need him. Look at his stats. I'm not saying he can't play when he's healthy, but can he stay healthy? This is a guy that's got chronic knee problems. I mean, I had Googled it. The last time I was talking about this, I had the actual article on my screen where it actually went into the medical breakdown. But if I remember correctly, it was some sort of like chronic arthritis of some sort. Yeah. That's the type of thing that doesn't go away. And he's not going to be able to play in Copa Interamericana, which I didn't even count that tournament. Champions Cup, League's Cup, MLS Cup, and Open Cup. He is not going to be able to play. He will miss a lot, I think, a good portion of games. You know, so Ed Bartra is saying the he believes a deal for Suarez is 1 year with an option for a second. That's what we're hearing. Yep. It's a 1 year deal. And we've kind of heard that it might be getting away with it as a TAM deal. Targeted allocated money, which means he doesn't cost us a designated player. Because as of right now, the MLS rules have not changed. And so we do not have a fourth DP as of now.
And I've heard the same thing that he seems to be coming as a TAM, which is awesome for us. But you know, I'm hoping that they will be able to get a fourth DP for Major League Soccer teams. We need to start competing against, you know, the the Saudis, because they've got, you know, they're basically taking all of the good players. They got, you know, peppered in with, you know, some really bad players, but Ed, they're getting really good players.
Are you concerned at all about Suarez with his age and his bad knee in MLS?
I think he'll be good. He'll score goals, but Peter, I think he's going to be Campana's going to get a lot of time playing. And I think that's something that they already know. But they need to get somebody else, man, because Campana is also, there's a lot of games. And you know, I think Suarez is going to miss a lot of games because he's because of his knees. He's only going to play the really important games. And if you think about it, same thing with Messi, man. He's old. Busquets is old. Alba's old. They can't play every single game.
I imagine with Messi and look, Suarez might be the same thing. They're playing almost every other game, you know. And also picking which tournament is hot. If we're in a tournament and we're doing well, like if we make a good run in Champions Cup. Mm-hmm. Don't expect to see Messi in the beginning of the season,
right?
Because they'll prioritize that if we're making a good run. Because the Champions Cup, I forget exactly when it starts, but in previous years it starts during the preseason. So you know, Champions Cup teams have to get going a little bit earlier, and sometimes that hurts MLS teams because they're still in preseason mode.
Look at LAFC. That it really hurt them. To start that tournament, and you know they're a good team, but they're tired. You know, I think that's why they're one of my favorites to win this tournament, because all the other tournaments are over with. They still got in to the playoffs, and I think they're gonna be able to shine. But those guys were tired, man. They would have been, I think, top of the league, but they're just too many games.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know One World, One Goal, she thinks that the knee thing was exaggerated to get out of his contract. The Messi and Alba were just hurt. It's what happens. It's just rotational, put in for the big games. I don't know. That's your guessing. You don't know if it was exaggerated. It did seem like he might be trying to get out of it. But he, the game I watched, he was a captain. And if the coach doesn't believe in him as a player and just as somebody that's faking it and wants to get out of a contract, why does he make him a captain? I don't know. But right. I don't know. I just don't love the idea of being the retirement league. I know these are world-class players. And I'm not complaining about Messi. You take Messi even if he's my age.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
That's pretty damn old, but he'll be out there with a walker.
Yeah,
literally walking.
Put him out there with a walker; still make a difference.
Yeah.
So they're still talking about a possibility of Luka Modric, but that's only going to happen if they open up that fourth DP spot, unless he comes on another. How much space do we have on TAM for? How many players can get on that?
That's the one thing they don't really tell you. It's always a guesswork of how much TAM and GAM a team has. How much did they spend on this player? How creative were they to get, you know, like for Gregory, for example, they had previously, and you know, when he was last early in the beginning of the season, he was a DP. Then they bought him down to get him under the DP, and they used TAM to get him there. So, you know, you never know how much is there. They just don't talk about it. Especially of all teams, Inter Miami definitely does not talk about it.
And we're definitely the most expensive team as far as, you know, the salary cap and all that going into next year. And we're one of the top candidates, I would say. In a way, it's good that, you know, the players are resting now. Talk about resting, Peter. There's a game coming up.
Oh, yeah.
What
is
the deal with...
If I find my button.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah, no. There is a game. This is a Friday night, November 10th. This came up fast, out of nowhere, fast. We had heard that they were trying to make some sort of game with some international team. That didn't happen. Well, this is all really happening. I don't know if you touched on this on the Monday show, because I don't speak Spanish, by the way.
Nope.
But not just this. But if you think about it, this is happening because they didn't go to China.
Right.
They're supposed to be in China. And that whole deal fell apart because, you know, China, politics, I'm sure.
Because China, yeah. And
China's China. Yeah, China could do China things.
I'm sure they were going to make some good bucks off of that trip. And you know.
That was it. That's where you cash in. Teams go on these tours. They cash in. And it just somehow it fell apart. So now we've got this game against New York City FC. And are you planning on going to that game, Ed?
Well, Peter, I heard about the prices, and right now, you know, I'm paying for my, you know, trying to pay for my season ticket.
Right.
I still haven't sold the kidney, but you know, it's still up for sale. If anybody's interested, because you know, a fella's got to pay for a season ticket, and you know, with today's costs and everything, you know, South Florida is really expensive. All these rich people, Jeff Bezos is coming. You know, all these rich people are coming, and it's just making it more difficult for us poor people. Fiddlesticks, and our you know, expensive habits, which mine happens to be soccer, mm-hmm. and I want to sit, you know, in my seat, by golly,
right?
So, you know, here we are, guys. Help us out. Join our Patreon. What is it? Yeah, Patreon.com, Football Miami TV.
Real quick, if you don't know what Patreon is, it's just a way to support the channel. It's $5 a month. You could buy in and you'll get access to, if you want. So far, nobody's taken advantage of this, but that we do have a Discord chat, that private chat for Patreon members only. We're chatting with a very small group of diehard FMTV faithful, including me and Ed.
We don't tell anybody else.
Well, it's private. You can't get in unless you're...
We know stuff.
Right. It's private. Yeah.
It's private unless you can't get in unless you're a Patreon. We've already got... We got to say a thank you to the three Patreon. We got Caesar. We got Jose. No, Julio. I got my names mixed up. My J's. Sorry, Julio. We said Caesar, Julio, and Eric.
Eric Thomas. And me. Oh, and Peter Brown. I actually mentioned you on the Saturday show. I mean, on the...
Well, I signed up for it just to make sure it works, right? And I haven't stopped. And I was actually looking at my bank, and I was like, -$5. I'm like, oh, okay. I just paid into myself. Oh,
I paid myself, yeah.
I got to turn that off. But no, but so anyways, you know, join the Patreon group if you feel like supporting the channel. That way, Ed does not have to sell his kidney. But back to this game.
I could really use that kidney, guys. So, you know, help a guy out.
Back to this game, the ticket prices, they're not insane. So I will say that they're expensive, but they are not as expensive as the League's Cup was. League's Cup was ridiculous. Our seats, if I remember, for our section in section 115 were what, like 250, something like that, 220. I think for League's Cup, that's why sometimes we sat all around the stadiums because looking for cheaper seats. But here you can see there you could get this is obviously the supporter side for 85. It's still expensive. Don't get me wrong, it's expensive. But you could sit over here. It looks like in the opposite side for around 85. These are not bad to me. Honestly, because I'm older nowadays, I don't want to sit in the supporter section. I've done it. It's a lot of fun for those of you that are into that. I prefer probably on this side. Our section, Ed, right now is $110, it says. But actually, when you click in, I don't see any $110 tickets because these are all showing up as $163 because these are resale tickets.
Oh, boy.
But there are some resale tickets, but... As I was scrolling through it, though, there's a lot of tickets still for sale that say IMCF official tickets. So these are not resales. These are being sold by Inter Miami. There's still a lot of seats. I got a feeling this does not sell out.
Messi and all. Because it is basically the presentation of Messi and his Ballon d'Or, his golden boot or whatever. How do you call it? The golden
Ballon d'Oro. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't ever say it because Ballon d'Or. Yeah. I don't know how to say it. Yeah.
Well, that thing that you
Can't we come up with an American Americanized version of it? It's basically the Golden Boot, right? For world
golden
soccer.
Ball. There you go. It's the Golden Ball. Golden balls. They should have given the first
golden
one
ball. That's Beckham.
Yeah, they should have given him one. You know, the David Beckham Golden Ball.
Tank is saying that I don't know, Pete. For a friendly with New York City and a celebration, it seems ridiculous. Now, I don't disagree with you, Tank. I think this is a celebration, right? This should be a free game for everybody that renewed their season tickets early, right? So, because there's some people that might be dragging their feet and renewing their season tickets. If you've already renewed your season tickets before this, you should get this game for free.
Oh, so I shouldn't because I still haven't, you know, sealed the deal.
Well, then you wouldn't get it. I'm cutting you out then. And my deal, the way I would do it. Because that's a big thank you to people that were committed early. Look, it was the season tickets are expensive, but I did commit day one right away. Because in all honesty, the earlier you commit, the more payments you have. So you could split it up over a longer period of time. It's same amount of money, but it's less per month if you think about it. Like, you know, one extra payment or something like that. So I think that if it's a celebration and like Tank is right, it's against New York City. It's against a team that wasn't good enough to make the playoffs. Two teams that are not good enough to make the playoffs, and you're going to charge me for my seats at least $110. And I saw Tank asking if these are season ticket prices. No, this is me just looking at Ticketmaster. I don't have any code for season ticket members typed in. That's just straight up. I didn't want to look at the season ticket prices. But yeah, I think they should be rewarding those people that got season tickets early. It's a celebration. And then charge everybody else whatever the hell you want to charge them. Say, screw you, because you didn't commit. You're going to pay the penalty, the tax.
It's true. And unfortunately, Peter, it's on a Friday also, which kind of ruins
which makes
my
it hard
plan.
For people like you that work on nights. Yeah.
I work in the, you know, the, so it's, you know, and I don't have any sick days left because I use them all for Inter-Miami games.
And I'm not, look, I don't plan on going unless I see a price drop. Because the way I look at it is last year, I went to every League's Cup game. And between the channel paying for it or me paying for it, whatever kind of worked out, it was a lot of money. But I don't think I'm doing that this year. I think because the season tickets are so much more expensive than they were last year, I don't think within my budget I have space for any extra games.
Yeah.
So this game, I'll be watching on Apple TV if it's being aired. I think it is.
Yeah, what games we're going to watch? It's going to be, it's tough.
I mean,
I don't have the sick days, vacation days.
Well, for me, I have the time. I mean, I don't work at night, so I could technically go to the game. I don't know if I can afford it. Because because think of it this way, Ed. We're paying double the price. What was mine? 170 some. Our ticket prices, I think, went up 171%. I think was the math I did. Yeah. 171%. So we're paying more for season tickets. And then they have more friendlies / tournaments this year as well. Where's the money coming from? I mean,
well,
I don't have that kind of cash of, you know.
Kidney, but what else do I have an extra of, Peter? I'm going to have to get rid of... you know, I guess an arm. I don't know what you know. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, yeah. So Alfredo Aguilar, our friend, Costa Rica, agrees that this game should be free for season ticket holders who already renewed. So the reason I thought about that is because last year when they played against Barcelona, the game against Barcelona was not included for, you know, I paid the price. It is what it is. But they did have a training session for Barcelona that they were, I they were charging people for. But if you renewed your season tickets early, like I did, you got into that for free.
Right.
Now, I didn't go, but I could have. And so my thought was do the same kind of concept, but for this meaningless friendly game against two teams that were not good enough to make it into the playoffs. And who really cares about this game other than it's a chance for people to celebrate with Messi?
Right.
And I mean, he's obviously going to just carry out the trophy in the middle of the field and wave it around. And we're going to go, oh, wow. Yay. And look, I'm happy. It's super cool that one of our players got that trophy. I mean, that's amazing. But
there were a lot of people criticizing Peter Brown.
Oh, I know.
A lot of haters out there saying that he didn't deserve it. Haaland should have gotten it, or Mbappe should have gotten it.
I know.
Their stats were better, blah, blah, blah. But they're not World Cup champs.
Yeah, and I think there's something to, in my opinion, that you could say the fix is in, right? Because I think the fact that this would be Messi's last chance to win that trophy.
Well, I don't know. There's five tournaments we're going to be in.
Yeah,
if
but they're
can
not
going to all five tournaments.
If he wins all five tournaments, they're U.S. tournaments or North American tournaments. They're not going to give him the same weight that they do a World Cup or a Champions League or anything like that. It's just, this was his last chance to win that trophy.
Right.
And so, you know, and he played well, he won a World Cup, and then it's his last opportunity. Yeah, I think the fix is in a little bit, maybe, that they give it to him because it's his last chance. They're his sending him off.
Right.
And this is the kind of thing they would do for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
You got a chance, Haaland. You got a chance next year.
Yeah, he's young. He's scoring tons of goals. Mbappe as well. It's going to be between them from here on, I think.
Tank, bringing it back to the finances. I'm a little behind on the chat. Bringing it back to the finances. Next year, it's Disney or Inter Miami. Hard to choose for Pete. Well.
That's huge right there, because I think Peter will choose Disney over his Inter Miami.
Maybe.
I think so.
I can watch it at home, you know?
Yeah, that's what my wife was telling me. She's like, why are you going to spend all this money? Just watch it from home. You can, you know, have people over. You can, you know, drink more beer. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be within your budget. And a lot of people are going to start thinking that way because,
yeah,
Peter, it's going to get really expensive.
Yeah.
And the truth is, yes, I could watch it. It's, you know, I get repeats, you know. Of course, you're not going to have that, you know, that experience atmosphere of being in the stadium,
right,
and all that. But I could still yell, you know, at the top of my lungs every time we score. I could still make these videos.
You sure can. You sure can. You just can't make the game day vlogs. The game day vlogs will be very different. You still could. They'd be very different.
Outside. Yeah.
It's like, okay, now we're going to we're taking the camera over to the refrigerator. What's in my fridge?
Dang.
That's not
Look
a bad
what
idea,
I got for beer.
I think we got a video idea here.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I could do it, you know, away live. Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. That's another thing, Peter. My
All
plans
right.
were to make more trips because, you know, I work for FedEx. I can, you know, I get cheaper tickets or whatever, airplane tickets. So my plan was to go to all these games. But now with Messi, it's impossible, Peter Brown. How
I
am
know.
I going to go, you know, to all these games are going to be sold out. You know, it's like, what do I get, a press pass? I mean,
we could, but I mean, that's the other thing. If we really wanted to say, I can't afford the tickets, we could apply for a press pass. And I know some of the people that are press pass holders, however you say it. And I'm just going to say, if they could get it, we could get it. Right. So I'm very confident that if we applied, we could get, based on our work of what we've done,
right,
we could get a press pass. So, but
yeah,
it's a cheaper way to see the game, sure, but it's not as much fun. I'll be honest. I've sat in press boxes before. It's not as much fun. So
you can't drink beer for one.
Not unless you were at the end. Not unless it's the Fort Lauderdale Fusion near the end of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers. I mean, Fort Lauderdale Strikers. I'm getting my names mixed up. The last season of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, where the team was dying. They couldn't make, they couldn't pay the players. Payroll was late all the time. These Brazilian owners sucked. There was beer in the press box.
Nice.
And that the funniest thing, all these press people were almost like afraid to drink a beer in the press box because they're trying to be professionals.
Right.
So, you know me. Go, 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 go.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, they're providing it. I am obligated to do my part and drink their beer.
It's for me.
It's the least I could do, right? But that ain't happening at a professional outfit like Inter Miami. That is not happening.
Man, that definitely wouldn't happen. So yeah, that's the thing, Peter. I mean, I'm gonna reach out to Rafa. I think it's Rafa, the guy that does, you know, all the press stuff. See if he talks to us, you know, see what's the requirements. Let's interview the guy. And see what, you know, what it takes to get in there. And we'll ask him some other questions, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mike V in the chat saying, I'm not spending a dime in the stadium from now on. I spend $100-$150 a game in concessions. Yeah, I drink a lot. But now, no way.
And Mike V, he sits close to us. He was saying that he's on one section over.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we need to hang out with him, man. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, let's hang out with him because he could buy us the beer. Now he's saying he's not going to buy anything.
He's not buying. I don't know if I have a good deal or a bad deal. But my deal is I buy two season tickets. For most of the games this last season, I brought my brother. When I bring my brother, I don't charge him for the ticket.
Really? That's
yeah, I think I'm still getting. I was thinking, I don't know if I'm getting a good deal. No, I'm getting a bad deal, I think. And I don't charge him for the parking. So I'm paying for his ticket and his parking. But I don't pay for any beverages while I'm in the stadium.
He's buying me beer too. So
he's
God
buying
bless him.
Everybody.
Comes drinks. Out free. Yeah.
Yeah. He's too generous. So, I sometimes tell him, like, dude, it's fine for me because, you know, you're paying me back almost like for my ticket, but I don't want you to go broke being too nice.
He's a nice guy, man. And I'm grateful, you know.
Yeah. So let's see. So each beverage there is like what? Like $15?
Yeah.
And so I might drink 2 to 3. I don't drink too much, but, you know, I might enjoy 2 or 3. So, you know, he's spending about $45 on me every game.
Wow. I always try to buy one. And I try to nurse it as much as I can. Yeah. And if your brother's there, I might get a second one.
You just hang around him because he's going to offer. He's going to offer. You know,
and I love it because he's like, oh, you want a beer? I'm like, you know, I act surprised. You know,
sure. Oh.
Thanks, man. You know, God. I don't deserve it, but okay.
Yeah, little did you know. Meanwhile, I'm going in his ear going, dude, slow down on that. Don't be so generous.
Oh, come on, Peter. Don't say that to him. I'm watching.
Let him hook me up, you're saying. Yeah. At least me.
Yeah, man. I'm the guy that's trying to sell my kidney. Sheesh.
Yeah.
What are the people saying about her? You know, we went on a little tangent there for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. the Kata is saying it's tough to get press pass these days with foreign media. For some games, but like I said, I'm confident that we could get it if we wanted. But I'll be honest with you, I don't want to sit there. I've done it before, and I think someone else said it's stuffy up there. Yeah, you're not allowed to cheer. You're supposed to. You can't wear a jersey. You know, I couldn't dress like this. You got to usually try to look more professional. Wear a collared shirt. You got to brush your hair, Ed.
Franco. He's always like, you know.
Franco wears a nice jacket. He's
styling, man. Yeah, I think he had a pink one the other day. Man,
he's styling.
He's got that tie going. Woo! But no, I don't see myself doing that. I gotta wear my pink, man. I gotta buy the La Noche one too. So see, I'm behind, man, Peter. Which reminds me,
you didn't buy the La Noche.
No, I haven't bought it yet, but I'm gonna go buy it. Guess where?
at Caneswear. They got a bigger store, guys. We need to go to Caneswear, Peter Brown. They got a new location, much bigger than it was before. So we're going to go do a video over there, guys.
Yeah, actually, they were supposed to let me know when they were getting. So they got in some messy scarves, and actually, the owner called me just basically asking if he had already ordered them. So he didn't call me before he ordered them. He called me after he ordered them. But after he ordered them, he's like, "Do you think people will buy them?" Because they were not the Florida kind of. They're not those lightweight scarves. They're the more heavy scarves. And so he's like, "People, it's too hot for people to wear those." I said, "People aren't wearing them." So yes, some people will, but for the most part, they collect them. I said, "You know, I got my scarf closet. People collect scarves. You know, so
a huge collection. It's like, you know, humongous. Like Fernando Fiore's shirt collection, almost as big as that."
You know, it's funny. It's a lot of the scarves that I have, though, Ed, are scarves that I designed.
That's true.
I've designed quite a few scarves throughout the four supporters clubs. So throughout the years, anyways. You do a video
of that, Peter. Peter's scarf collection.
It's not that much. Other people have way more than me,
but there's history behind them.
But so back to Caneswear. They're also getting some new messy shirts. They told me, and I asked them. I said, "Give me a call, tell me when they come in, and then I'll shoot a video there." So
yeah,
Kata saying design an FMTV scarf. Here's the problem with that. Yes, but here's the problem with that. Scarves are expensive. I did that for our Ultras Alive channel. I was stupid. Our old podcast that we used to do back in the Striker days. It was audio only podcast. I did design a scarf for that. And I bought very small number of them, only 50. But they still were expensive, and I paid for that out of my pocket. And nobody bought them. Nobody. I thought they'd be fun. I thought somebody would buy them. Nobody bought them. So that's the thing is I don't know if anybody would buy them. And that's not one of those things where like we have a website with got some shirts on it, but those are like all print on demand stuff. There's no cost to me. This would be money out of pocket. So I don't know. If we put up something and people did a bunch of pre-orders, then maybe. Maybe. Hey,
you don't have any of those scars left, Peter?
Which one? The Ultras Alive one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple. You know what I ended up doing with a bunch of them? My wife was like, "Do you have any that you don't care about? And I want to take them to Brazil." Because her family thought they're cool. So here you go.
So they're all wearing them in Brazil. So
yeah, maybe.
Maybe we'll do that.
I'm trying to look up because my scarf closet's right over here. I'm trying to see. I don't want to get up and.
We had a really good connection back in the day too. Remember? We used to do scarves for the supporters groups and everything. So we had it going. Weren't they even like our sponsors for a little bit? Wasn't it? I'm not sure.
But they gave us a discount.
There we go.
Alfredo's asking me to show the scarves. I'll show one scarf.
Oh, here you go. It's scarf day. Go get him, PETA. We got some good ones. Well, he's got some good ones. I'm like, we got some good ones.
Wait. All right.
I'm going to give you some of mine because that way your collection will be better. I got the messy. I mean, the Maradona
Since Alfredo asked me to show the scarves. Here, Alfredo.
Oh,
this is a scarf that Alfredo gave me.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, and this is the Ultras Alive scarf that I had made.
Wow.
And it said, what did it say on the back? South Florida.
Supporters.
South Florida Soccer Radio.
There you go.
It was kind of a cool idea, but, you know, didn't really. You know, I didn't
pan out.
I thought the idea was cool, but it was a dumb idea on my part, financially speaking.
a bad investment, but maybe we can do a football Miami TV.
Speaking of another bad investment.
Uh oh. Oh, I know which one he's gonna pop out.
You know what I'm getting.
Yep, I know where he's going with this one. And this one, yeah, yeah, that was...
Speaking of a bad investment, this was a bad investment because it didn't happen.
It was close.
It was close. We were thinking this would be the year that we would be in the league, 2010. So the celebration or the announcement was what, 2008, I think, and they said in 2 years the plan was that we would be in the league. So yeah, that one was another waste of money.
That was the Barcelona. Miami. It was going to be called Barcelona Miami or something.
That was the rumor was going to be Barca Miami, you know, because like Chivas USA, that's kind of thing.
And you guys know what happened to Chivas USA,
right? So Francisco is saying scarce in hot, humid weather. Well, so that's just that is most of these scarves that people aren't wearing most of these. Sometimes people do. But the majority of the scarves that... Oh, here's a funny thing. I wish I could take my camera and turn it around. It's too cute. Hang on a second. Maybe I can do this. Let me see if I could change this and go to here. Look at my dog.
I'm trying to get
the dog in there. Some scarves fell on the floor. The dog made it his bed.
That's cute. That's cute.
All right.
Peter's got VIP over there. Oh, you got that Miami Fusion thing going. Look at that. Fusion.
Oh, where are you looking?
Up and down. You had that cooler thing. And then I saw the Fusion thing up there. There was that cooler thing over there. There you go.
And then that?
That one. There you go. You got the little flap down, I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to move things around. This was not planned.
As you can see.
This is raw. Mm-hmm. Doing the show raw there.
Live.
Behind the scenes a little bit. Multi-camera, but not really.
Right.
That was my little webcam that I use for work. Sports Shorts asking me what my dog's name. He's a Yorkie. He's 14 years old. He's got no teeth. And his name is Chewy, as in Chewbacca.
Yeah.
But he made a nice little bed on some of the scarves that fell on the floor. That's not good. Because But anyways, what I was trying to say before was majority of the scarves that are made for teams in South Florida, like majority of the ones that Inter Miami made are they're called summer scarves. They're a thinner material. So if people want to wear them, it's not going to be as hot. However, the very first scarf that Inter Miami created for the first season, at least the inaugural season one, that one's thick because I bought that one.
Yeah, and then I've got a few scarves, but not as many as Peter Brown does.
Well, as far as Inter Miami scarves, I think I've purchased two or three, and then two Inter Miami alone. And then I also have that one that's Inter Miami and Barcelona, half Inter Miami, half Barcelona. I bought that one. But then the others I have are season ticket holder scarves that they gave us.
Right.
Last year, we didn't even get a scarf. We just got a card. Just a card. Just said,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's hope that this year they give us something nice so we can do an unveiling or whatever, one of those unboxing videos of us getting some goodies. So,
Richard Greenberg says TFC gives season ticket holders a new scarf every season, keeps them warm in the winter. Like I said, we've gotten.
There we go. Peter, you should have just brought all the scarves over, Peter.
I know.
This could have been like scarf, the scarf video or something. We could have made a second video.
Look, we didn't have a lot to talk about tonight, did we?
Mm-hmm. So, the scarf is a good thing.
This was.
Well, I thought we were going to talk more about Suarez and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But we ended up talking scarves. Who expected? Yeah. This one, I think, was a season ticket holder scarf, I think.
I think
this heartbeat design, I think, was a season ticket holder scarf and super thin.
Yeah, and I remember there were, you know, there's also the you had some Southern Legion ones, I think, too, but
yeah,
none of the other supporters started making them. I think they stopped making those because they're too hot.
But people want them. When you meet another supporter, they want to trade scarves. I have a couple of scarves like that I trade. I have, this is a cool one. I have a Minnesota Thunder scarf. Before there was Minnesota United, there was Minnesota Thunder in the USL. I have a Minnesota Thunder scarf that somebody, you know, from Minnesota liked our podcast back then, and we changed scarves. And so, you know, people do that.
That's nice.
So, anyways. You wanted to talk about something other than scarves, Ed?
I did send you some info, Ned, but I totally forgot. I'm drawing a blank. And we got a couple more minutes here. Let me see if I can bust
Although
it open.
It does seem like people are enjoying my scarf talk, though.
Well, I remember Julio Caballero was saying, oh, he sent us some stuff about, oh, we already know about his Suarez's stats. I mean, what do you guys think about Suarez? I mean, he's got some interesting, what's that one?
Well, Richard asked, I know you're trying to do a real show now, and I'm totally messing it up. I'll be honest, Ed, I'm having way more fun than talking about Suarez. Richard was asking, does Miami FC have scarves?
They do.
Here's one.
There it is. That one looks like it's a Christmas one or something.
It's definitely winter. So this one actually was sent to me for free because I was Roughneck scarves. We were getting ready to order some scarves, I think probably for Southern Legion or something. And yeah. I was shopping. And so I asked Roughneck to send me some samples. They sent me a United States scarf. They sent me a Miami FC scarf. And I think a Roughneck scarf, one of their branded. So they like sent me ones that they thought I might be interested based on my region. So they sent me this Miami FC scarf as just a sample that I was allowed to keep. So
that's nice of them. The perks of being in charge of a supporters group back in the day.
When you're trying to also do business, I mean, it was smart of Roughneck to send out some samples. It didn't cost them anything. These are just extras I got lying around. So, you know, why not?
I don't like you when they do bad investments and, you know, they give them away.
And I don't think, in all honesty, I think they ended up just giving it away because I don't think we bought from Roughneck. I think we went somewhere else. But price was were a little higher with them. Don Bear is saying, please, let's not bring Suarez.
And you know who that is.
Yes, Don Bear. I do know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foregone conclusion if you believe the rumors.
Oh yeah, yeah, we pretty much heard from somebody that's, you know, pretty well connected with one of the main honchos, and he basically said, "Yep, it's happening." So if it's a Tam, let's do it. His stats are still good.
Kata's calling you out for trying to be serious, like do a serious soccer talk while I'm being stupid and showing scarves.
My bad, guys. My bad.
Don't you know this show? Manuel Grandona says, don't understand the no Suarez thing.
Oh, just because he's older and old stuff. But
he's old. That's
he's
all.
Old. Old.
I mean, viejo. Like, I think One World, One Goal said he's fine. Did you see his goal yesterday? Yeah, I saw the game. His goal was great.
He can score.
And, yeah, there's no question. He could score. But it doesn't seem like he's moving around a lot up top, which that's fine. He'll just be a target striker. Not going to move around much. I get it. Let Campana do the running. If they play, do you play two? Or do they just transition in and out, one or the other?
It'd be great too, because they're both good up in the air. I think Campana might be a little bit better.
I think he's younger. Makes sense because Campana can do the running for Suarez.
Right.
So Suarez will do, like, you know, he I'm not saying he can't run, but he's not tracking back. He's not doing as much as but you know, he could definitely score. It was a tough angle that he scored on. It was a nice goal. But can he stay healthy? He's got a history of health issues, knee issues. Can he stay healthy? MLS is they all say that MLS is very different league compared to other leagues as far as the travel and the wear and tear on the body and things like that. So I don't know. Manuel is saying his numbers are great. Yeah, they are this year. And I mean, he was a great player, but I'm just concerned. I'm just concerned about being healthy, and he's just old.
And I'm just
say it again.
I'm glad that he stopped biting people. Wow. Back in the day, remember, he used to bite people.
Yeah. I'd rather be a team that is known for young, up and coming talent than over the hill players. MLS has this reputation of being a retirement league, and Miami is playing into that reputation 1,000%.
Yeah.
And I get it with Messi. Jordi Alba, okay. I mean, Busquets, I'm not so sure about, although when he plays with Messi, they do connect well. But we've seen when there's no Messi, Busquets does struggle a little bit. He can't keep up. So.
Right. Yeah, it's
and you are right, One World. My head will explode if they bring in Modric at 39.
But that guy can still play, though.
That's what everybody says about every player. Oh, they could still play. But come on, 39? 39's one thing if you're a goalkeeper. Goalkeepers tend to play longer. But, I mean, I get excited about young talent. I'm excited to see what our U22 players can do. And there's a risk involved with those, clearly.
Yeah,
Gomez.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The other two players, maybe.
Right.
So I don't. That's just me.
I don't know, because Toto didn't look that good either. Aviles. Toto Aviles looked a little.
I thought he looked like okay. He was better than some of our other players. Other defenders.
Right. So, yeah, I think like Christoph, but we need all these guys for depth anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modric is another Ballon d'Or winner.
Well, okay. So everybody that was ever a Ballon d'Or winner, let's get him on the team. All the old guys. Everybody.
Ronaldo. Okay. What if Ronaldo becomes available?
And let's get Fat Naldo.
No, not that one. Let's get Fat Naldo.
Yeah. Let's get him.
But that'd be too much. This team would be like too old.
Oh, but he's a proven winner, Ed.
That's true. But imagine that team, some old fogies.
But he's a proven winner. Let's get Roberto Carlos.
Well, I think he's too old now, but.
But he's a proven winner.
I got you. I see what you're doing.
Don Bear wants Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, Van Dijk would be awesome.
Yeah.
We'd have to pay him a lot of money, though. And I don't know if they're going to make money. I don't know if Jorge Mas and David Beckham are going to make any money if they keep bringing all these players that are really expensive. I mean, I'm sure they pay them, you know, they'll get the jersey and everything. But, man, this is a business after all, guys.
Yeah.
So they just can't.
And there's that side of things. And from the business side, you will sell a hell of a lot more Suarez shirts than you would any of our U22 players. You're going to sell more Suarez than Campana shirts.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But having said that, will anybody buy any other player's jersey other than Messi during his time here? All you see are Messi jerseys. I want to jump in and buy a Messi jersey too, because I want to celebrate the player. I am happy he's part of our club. But at the same time, I'm kind of a counter person, you know? So everybody gets Messi. I'm like, screw that. I'm not putting Messi in the back of my shirt. I don't want to be like everybody else, but I kind of want a Messi shirt. But yet, point being, will people buy a Suarez shirt, or is still everybody's going to own a Messi shirt? Because most people aren't buying two different players. They're too damn expensive, right? These shirts.
Yeah, they are expensive. And you see everybody. I've seen videos in Ecuador, you know, people just driving around, and they got the pink.
So the funny story, Sports Shorts has said school is full of fake Messi jerseys. So last weekend, shocker, spoiler alert, I was in Disney. I'm sure Ed talked about it or made fun of it.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, yeah. So we saw this father and son wearing, clearly they were fake Messi jerseys. They were pretty good, but the pink was just a little bit off. And I said to them, because we were in line, and so I looked at them, I go, hey, have you guys been to any games yet? They're British. They're like, no, we haven't. We've never gone to a game. But yet they've got a shirt. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm a season ticket holder. And they're just like, oh. I don't think they care. Majority of these people don't care about Inter Miami. It's just the fact that they want a Messi shirt. Right. That's all it is. But
they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, good for you. Spending a lot of money, I imagine.
Nah, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, because a lot of people that, you know, that I talk to, they're like, oh, you're getting season tickets again next year? I heard it's expensive. You must be rich.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There, you know, Francisco is saying Colombia is full of fake Miami jerseys. Yeah, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. They're everywhere. My brother was in D.C. the other day. He sent me a picture of this boy walking across the street in a Messi shirt and shorts, the Inter Miami shorts, completely fake. I think it looked like, you know. Having said all that, we're making, you know, kind of jokes or whatever about fake jerseys, but I was tempted to buy one the other game just because the price was like $30, and I was like, I was surprised.
It's a shirt that you can wear every day without being, you know, worried.
Overly concerned because I didn't spend $200 on it.
And you could get a stain on it if you wear it.
Not a big deal. I mean, it's still $30, but $30 is a lot less than $200.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about it, and I might buy one before, but maybe, you know, on the new pink jersey. Maybe let's see what the new pink jerseys look like. And what the new fake peak jerseys look like.
And so, they're working anyway on those right now, I imagine. Because these are going to be obsolete right here pretty soon.
Sergio, we're running overtime. But Sergio says I have one just for that, $20. Sergio, did you buy it at the stadium or where did you buy it?
Yeah.
If you can hit us up in the chat. Curious where you got it. Just because the ones that I've seen at the stadium were 40 some, you know, one guy was honest and said if they won, it would have been more. I think he's selling them for what, like 30? But he said if they won, they would have been more, it would have sold it for more.
40.
Yeah, 40 or 50, you know, so I don't know. There are some good knockoffs, Tank is saying. There are some good knockoffs. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones. You know, you gotta, if you're gonna buy a knockoff, you know, you gotta be careful. But best place to go is Canesware and buy the real thing. But again, you know, if for whatever reason somebody can't afford $200 shirt, I mean, I get it. Anyways, Ed,
Peter Brown,
do anything tomorrow night?
Tomorrow we're gonna be right back at this. We're gonna be talking, you know, but in Espanol. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m.-ish, we will be talking in Espanol. Don't miss it. Hopefully, Don Bear, also Donoso, will be with us. I forgot to send him a message, but if not, I'll be doing it solo in Espanol tomorrow, 9:30-ish. So, ahí estamos.
All right. And And I forgot that today I did not even promote or even look at. Okay, good. the voicemails, so we didn't get one. So anyways, Real quick before we go, there was a little bit of talk here in the chat about Neville signing at Portland. Yeah, it looks like that's going to happen. We didn't talk about that because I got on a tangent about scarves.
A lot of people criticizing and saying that, you know, he shouldn't do it because he supposedly said something on Twitter years ago.
Portland fans dug it up, and Portland fans don't want him there. Patrick, who is a former Portland fan, he says he's excited. Because that's was his club before Inter Miami. Because a lot of us had a club before Inter Miami. So
yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
Well,
I think that's it, Peter Brown.
I think
don't forget save me from my kidney. Save my kidney. Patreon again, and see you guys tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. I see that we got one thumbs down. We need some more thumbs up in this video. Hey, thanks everybody for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next week.